Picture a computer programmer. Now picture a homeless 14-year-old girl. In one Roxbury basement, it's the same person. That basement is one location used by a national group that's trying to close the gender gap in tech jobs. WBUR's Louise Kennedy paid a visit.
Janae Bush de la Cruz joined the Roxbury Girls Who Code Club when it opened 2 years ago. Janae lived at Brookview House then. It's a Dorchester shelter for homeless women and their children. Now she's a freshman at Fenway High School. And her family has permanent housing in the same Roxbury building where the club meets. So now she just has to go downstairs. The room is a little dingy, a little dark. It doesn't matter. The dozen girls here tonight are focused on their computer screens. They work in Scratch, a simple programming language that lets them build basic games. Janae stares at the cartoon-like little creature on her screen. She types a command. The creature doesn't respond the way she expects.
And now I have to figure out what is wrong. Even though it looks fine, it's not. I'm just getting frustrated.
If it doesn't give you an error message, then yeah, something's wrong.
Little bug in the code.
Software engineer Charity Leshinsky volunteers at this club. It's one of 14 around Boston and the only one in the nation for homeless girls.
Whenever they have a problem, then I help them through solving the problem and basically explaining the computer science concepts they're fuzzy on.
Leshinsky says it's not always easy.
It's really difficult to get into some of the computer science concepts when they haven't had algebra or Boolean logic yet.
Before she joined the club, Janae Bush de la Cruz thought she'd become a hairdresser.
My family, no one has a really high job right now. Well, not for me. Like, I want to be something that no one else in my family is.
She wants to be a doctor. That's the kind of story that inspired Reshma Sajani to work with girls. She founded Girls Who Code in 2012.
I believe that technology can be the great equalizer.
Sajani says half the girls she reaches live in poverty.
They don't have computers at home, barely have working Wi-Fi in their schools. And they come to Girls Who Code, and within 7 weeks, they've learned a skill set that's going to help them and their families move up into the middle class.
Well, they've taken the first step anyway. They've at least played around with Scratch or another language, Python. Some go on to build apps. More important, Sajani says, the girls learned that coding isn't just for boys. For one thing, it didn't start out that way.
I mean, if you looked in, like, Steve Jobs' original Apple team, there's probably more women on it than there were on any technical team today. We were at parity almost. It's shocking.
So what happened?
I think that in the 80s, we marketed a personal computer to guys. We created this programmer, right, from Weird Science to Revenge of the Nerds, where it's like a guy wearing a hoodie in a basement somewhere not showering, and girls are like, I don't want to do that.
That didn't stop volunteer Charity Leshinsky.
For some reason, I liked video games, and that's how I got involved in coding.
And here's where the programmer thing gets complicated. In surveys, most people say they think most gamers are male. The Entertainment Software Association says that's not true. But the image persists. So a lot of girls still think computer games and computers aren't for them. Mayumi Brooks, who directs the girls' programs at Brookview, says they change their minds once they start.
You know, they come in with the perception that this is going to be negative, but when they get here, they don't want to leave at 8 o'clock. It's like, okay, it's time to go home. Girls, good night.
Among those girls is Shanice Escoffery, a freshman at Roxbury High. One day, a boy she knows there wanted to tag along to the club.
And he was just looking. He was like, what's that? How do you do that? What is this? And then he actually asked, can I join? And I was like, well, this is girls coding. I don't know.
That was a great moment, she says.
I mean, I could do a lot of things that he can't do, but it just felt even better.
Girls Who Code is indeed just for girls. It's designed to give the girls room to build confidence. That can help them in school. Janae Bush de la Cruz says her math and problem-solving skills have improved.
It helps you just look deeper into things, because when there's a bug or whatever, you have to look deeper, because bugs could be two spaces. It could be something so simple.
That's true for some adults, too. Brookview volunteer Jennifer Lamb says the way she thinks as a programmer affects the way she thinks about life.
It becomes a computer program, so you think about like step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
For these girls, the next step might be to attend a Girls Who Code summer program. Boston will have 5 this year, then high school courses, and then maybe college. Founder Sajani says 2/3 of the girls in her clubs, and almost all in the summer programs, plan to study computer science in college. At a time when fewer than 1 in 5 computer science degrees go to women, that could start a revolution. But first,
back to work, ladies. COVID.
Step one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Louise Kennedy.